I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Kate is on holiday, but it is I, the Harvest Moon. I am here to rock your world on Toku Podcast. Enjoy peeps. Spooky Halloween.
Hello and welcome to Toku Podcast. I'm Holly and... Oh, wait, there's no one here, but can you hear the music? What's that music? It sounds like... Greece!
I'm in Greece!
See what we did there?
I'm so smart!
So, we're recording this podcast ahead of time! So smart!
And by ahead of time, when you listen to this, it still won't be Halloween. And we are going to do a Halloween special, which isn't this. But we got excited because
it's half 12.
It's half 12, so we may be going a little bit delirious. And we got really excited because it's 1st of October, which is a spooky month.
Sorry, this isn't very spooky music.
Honey.
But I'm in Greece.
You are the one I want.
So anyway, the point is that October is the time when everyone changes their Twitter names to the spooky version of their Twitter names. So we haven't introduced ourselves yet. So I'm gonna tell
you. Well, I introduced myself, but I'll introduce myself again.
Oh. So, hello everybody. My name is Leona Teeth.
Hello, my name is Selena Dark.
We found a goth name generator.
It's terrible. It's the poshest goth names of all time.
Andromeda February.
That's not even spooky.
Dusk Thunder.
Shit.
That's a sex move.
Yeah. I can't read that.
You can't get your glasses.
Sorry.
On.
Melissa Darkenworld.
Rachel Fears.
Jane Coldstone.
Amethyst Winter.
Verma Lovelock. This is just Harry Potter characters now.
Nyx Knifer.
Oh, that's good. I like that one. Ianth Morrow.
Miranda I. No one's last name is I, okay?
I just thought it's Miranda. Claudia Lovett.
That's just a normal name.
That's just a name.
Jocasta Bonewits.
Bonewits.
These are all like, Benedict Cumberbatch married his long-term sweetheart today. And her name is... Opal Midnight.
That's a stripper.
She's pregnant with their first child, and their child will be named
Vesta Fate,
which sounds like an RPG item,
or it sounds like a new like courser.
Yeah. Anyway, these are really, really bad.
So bad. Do we have the one we were on before?
What was the one we were on before?
Because everyone knows when it gets to October, you have to spookify your name.
This is so bad. So, for example, Holly suggested Kate Gray becomes Kate Grave.
Yeah.
And Holly Nielsen would be like...
Helly.
Or something. Anyway.
Halloween.
So I'm going to put Holly's name in to this... Halloween spooky name generator, and Greece has gone all weird, so I'm going to turn that off. And are you ready to make it spooky?
Let's make it spooky.
Hellish Ollie Nightmare Eelson, the disease ridden.
That's
Which might be a bit long for Twitter.
Charlie Nightmare Nielsen, the disease written.
Now, the thing, what they've tried to do is go, Holly begins with H. What else begins with H?
Hellish.
Hellish, obviously. And my name is Disfigured Killer 8 Ghost Ray.
Ghost Ray is pretty good.
Ghost Ray. It's a gun that shoots ghosts.
I don't know. That sounds like a cool gun.
Yeah. I'm like, bullets? Who needs bullets? I got ghosts.
I got ghosts.
And I shove them into the gun and then fire them.
It's not very nice. It's like when Link puts fairies in bottles. They never look that happy about it.
No, no, they don't. And do you want to know what this podcast is called? You are currently listening to Trolloku Poltergeist Cast.
That's so bad.
Spooky!
So bad. Ooh, so spooky. It's scary!
Oh my god! So anyway, I'm in Greece right now.
Yeah.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you a bit about Greece. What I've learnt from being in Greece for all of, like, 3 days. Mm-hmm. So there's been a lot of marble. I've been walking around and I'm like, there's so much marble. Like, we went sailing, the boat was made of marble.
Mm.
The waiter was made of marble. It turns out that's 7% of all the marble produced in the world comes from Greece. Who knew?
That's fascinating.
Who knew?
And your marble waiter was probably a statue. Little fact there for you.
He was not very good. I did not tip him. He was really slow.
Yeah.
Yeah. But do you know what else I've learned? Do you know what else I've learned?
What have you learned?
I have learned that we tried to sail down one of the rivers. And, you know, rivers, sailing, sounds super easy. But none of the rivers are navigable, Holly.
What?
Because of the mountainous terrain that covers nearly 80% of Greece.
Well,
I mean, I'm just guessing. I'm only on this very small part of Greece.
But you have looked very hard.
From the amount of Greece I've seen, it would seem that about 80% of it is probably mountainous, thus making the rivers not navigable.
That's a fair assumption, I would say.
That is true. Is there anything you know about Greece? Because, I mean, I'm in Greece.
Well, I know, because obviously you're in Greece and the weather's probably gorgeous, you know, really nice, very beautiful.
So hot.
Mm-hmm. Very sunny, some would say. And did you know that Greece enjoys more than 250 days of sunshine, or 3,000 sunny hours a year?
Well, actually, I did figure that, because I've been doing some scientific guessing based on how many hours of sunshine I have seen in the 3 days I've been here.
Yes.
And I did actually come to a similar conclusion. But, you know, when I was in that restaurant with that marble waiter, one of the other waiters, the one not made of marble, kept telling me how Greek men must serve from 1 year to 18 months in any branch of the armed forces.
Yeah. And,
I mean, apparently the government spends 6% of the annual gross domestic product, that's GDP, on the military. And I was like, I mean,
that is a lot.
How does this apply to a mezze, you know? Like, I asked for some hummus and he tells me his life story. What a weird guy.
That is strange. I also found it quite strange that football, also soccer for all our thousands of American listeners that exist, is the national sport of Greece.
Mm.
Yeah, which you wouldn't necessarily think of straight away.
Like, very interesting, isn't it? 90% of the people I've seen that weren't made of marble were playing football.
Mm-hmm.
And when they weren't playing football, they were being pregnant. I don't know where I got that from. Because Greece is the leading producer of sea sponges. Man, I have learned so much about Greece.
Tell you what, Kate. Tell you what. You sound like the worst person to go on holiday with.
Well, you see, the interesting fact about that is that actually Greece was once a mass of rock that was completely underwater. So sucks to be you, Holly.
Well, I should know that. Seeing as wealthy people would sacrifice animals at the temple, poor people who couldn't afford live animals offered pastry ones instead. Pastry animals instead.
People kept giving me pastry horses and pastry ferrets, and I was like, stop with that.
You were the sacrificial knife, I guess?
Yeah. I mean, it was a butter knife, but I mean, it cuts through pastry, so what more do you need?
Nice.
So anyway, that's my time in Greece.
Oh, fascinating.
It's been super fun.
Yeah.
It's been good. how are you?
I'm good.
Back
I mean,
in England.
Definitely, you know, England's doing well. This definitely isn't just after we recorded another podcast. That's not what happened.
Let me play that again because I don't think that was very loud. And okay. I really want to make a point with this.
Yeah. How clever this is.
Greece. Yep, Greece is known for its sunny beaches, its wonderful food, and that one song from the musical.
It's a good musical. Apart from it's weird because you don't get your man until you're dressed in tight trousers. Yeah.
I've never understood how that's like.
I know, it's bizarre. It's a different time. It's the 80s. 80s? I don't know.
Young John Travolta.
Well, youngish. He was still about 30-odd.
Yeah. But the weird thing is, like, at the start, all of the women are just going, that girl's a prude, and she's rubbish at life because she's still a virgin. And then they sing a song about how she's a virgin.
Look at me, I'm Sandra Day.
She's,
exactly
like,
how it sounds.
In the actual bathroom of the room they're singing the bitchy song in.
Yeah.
And then unsurprisingly she hears them singing it.
Shocking.
And then just, like, the rest of the film is just everyone being like, she's so lame, but the boy fancies her, but he pretends he doesn't fancy her, and Grease is stupid.
Yeah, but I do like the songs.
I prefer Footloose.
That
I like a bit
so
of
wrong.
Punch dancing. Yeah, I love me some punch dancing.
I'm trying to think what you have got me addicted to Empresses in the Palace.
Oh my god.
Which is the most bizarre show.
It's the best. So it's originally 76 episodes of about 40 minutes each. But for the Americans, so it's on Netflix, they've cut it down to 6 episodes of an hour and a half each. So that's equivalent to only showing 12 of the original episodes.
It makes no sense.
So it makes no sense. I mean, it's very padded out in the original, because I've been trying to watch some of that, but there's not many good translations.
Mm.
And there's so much needless stuff in it. But some of it you do need for the context.
Yeah.
Because when you're watching the edited version, people just get pregnant out of nowhere.
Yeah, they're just pregnant.
Everyone gets pregnant. How far in are you?
We only watched the first hour and a half episode.
Okay.
Last time you were around.
We did.
It was strangely compelling.
Yes.
And one thing I did like is that when they bring, it's about concubines in the Forbidden City in China.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's the first time for the concubine, she gets brought to the king and they wrap her up in a duvet and like carry her along like a little sex burrito.
Like a sex burrito. I mean, that is actually my signature move, sex burrito. So what you do is you get a little lettuce and you get some salsa.
Ooh.
You get some salsa, you put it strategically
in certain
places.
I see what you're saying.
And then you stick the lettuce all over the rest of you.
God.
And then you roll yourself up in the duvet.
Mm-hmm.
And then, this is the unsexy bit, you have to call for your man.
Yeah.
You have to be like, I'm ready now for the sexy times. And then he comes over and, well, I guess he would bite your head off, but it's...
And then does
sexy.
He what? Just get like bad guts afterwards?
Yeah,
too
and then
much sex burrito.
It was all the beans.
Ugh, a bit farty.
Beans. So,
I appreciate what you're thinking of, Kate. But why did there need to be so many beans?
Beans are sexy, Holly.
Bees.
Anyway, I mean, if you could base a sex move on your favorite type of food, what would said sex move be, Holly?
It would be the slinky.
That's not a food.
No, that's the descriptive term before the food.
I'm confused.
So, the slinky spaghetti.
Spaghetti is your favourite food.
No, it's not.
Holly, I think you're missing the point of the question here. Okay, what's your favourite food is the first question.
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. What's the nicest thing you've eaten recently, Holly? Is it the parmesan chicken you made for us?
No.
Okay. You didn't like that.
It was all right. It was not the best thing I've eaten. Okay. I would say I had a thing called Krugel.
Krugel.
Do you know what Krugel is?
No.
I didn't. It's really good.
What's Krugel?
Krugel, I had it when I was in New York, and
okay.
It is basically, we didn't know what it was, so we were like, ooh, we'll get that. We don't know what it is. It looked kind of gross when we first got it. It's like a pudding. Mm. And it's like, imagine like macaroni cheese.
Oh.
But the filling, like the kind of cheese, is like a cheesecakey cheese.
So wait, it's macaroni.
It's like imagine bread pudding, but with pasta instead of bread. It sounds horrible.
I'm going to have to look this up, because that sounds like the worst thing. Pasta pudding.
It sounds horrible.
Krugel.
But it's delicious. Seriously.
Okay, so...
It's so good.
So what you want in a sex position... Holly, what the hell is that? That's a burger.
It's a burger. That's
None
not...
of these are what you
but
said.
But noodle Krugel.
Noodle Krugel.
Noodle Krugel.
Krugel noodle.
It's the wrong way around.
Kugel noodle?
There it is. That's it.
Kugel noodle.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so what you want in a sex mm-hmm. move is something that takes elements of something familiar mm-hmm. and makes it horrifying.
What? No, it's gorgeous. Just takes some getting used to.
It looks like someone made a pie out of nothing but crisps and cheese.
Okay, it's not a pretty looking thing. I'll admit that.
So
but
that's a dessert.
Yeah, it tastes great.
What the hell is it?
It's so good.
Holly,
okay.
it looks like dog food.
Yeah, it looks horrible, but it's delicious. Okay, I'm going to make some noodle Krugel.
And they all look as bad as each other.
Yeah, it's not a pretty dish, okay?
Okay, so you're going to have to make me some noodle Krugel.
Yeah, I will.
So what's your sexy sex move?
So the noodle Krugel is... Well, the slinky spaghetti is where you just fall on the floor.
Yeah.
And the noodle Krugel is when you bake yourself in some cheese with just your head sticking up at the top, and then you kind of like roll around a bit and you get the cheese all in some places, and then someone serves you up and they go, oh, that's not really what I thought it was.
But actually it's delicious.
Yeah, actually you are delicious.
They never knew, but they wanted it.
Okay, it's just clicked on a website called Unsexy Jewish Food.
That's apparently what the noodle Krugel is.
It's really good.
It's like a Passover dish.
Well, that's
which
good.
Makes sense, because it's always like eggs and butter and stuff, isn't it? It's like, oh, we've got all this stuff to use up.
Well, that's a Passover I can get behind, because it's good.
I mean, it looks good up
until
the end. And this one has apples in it.
Okay, I didn't have apples.
So
I had raisins
confused.
In it, but apples would be nicer, actually.
Anyway, so... I'm going to go for the, what's a good food? Chicken teriyaki.
Okay.
It's basically, you make this really thick, syrupy sauce, uh-huh. and you just pour it
on. Have you noticed how all our food-related things is just putting the food on ourselves?
Well, I'm hungry now.
Yeah, I'm hungry. And
it's been a while since we ate.
And it may be 12:45.
It may be. Or it may be sunny Greece time.
Oh, Greece!
Shall I do my challenge?
Yes, it's time for a challenge, I think.
Okay, so this one's semi-topical. I mean, it's always topical. Basically,
okay.
I'm moving house. Although, when this comes out, I will have moved house.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turns out, the London renting scene is probably one of the worst things that's ever happened to me.
Okay.
To me specifically.
Okay, only to you.
Well, yeah. I don't care what everyone else thinks.
Okay, that's fair.
It's happened to me. Like, when I was looking up houses, I found one that was in, you know, those, like, storage spaces?
Yeah.
Where you rent, like, a room that's cold and you put all your stuff in it?
Yeah.
Imagine living in one of them.
Yeah.
Yes, and imagine that costing, like, £700 a month.
Oh my god.
It was basically like a concrete shell inside of a storage space with like a fridge.
Oh, nice.
And some other stuff.
Cozy.
It wasn't just for one person. There was like three people in it.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh.
So basically the internet at the moment is loving how terrible the London renting situation is.
Yes.
Because similar to places like New York and LA, some of it takes the piss.
Yes.
So, like, you've got rooms under the stairs and stuff like that, and they still rent it out for, like, £500 a month, which is... I hate everyone. I hate them all. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to test how far you think the London renting scene has gone.
Oh, God.
I'm going to read you slightly fictionalised accounts of the houses.
Slightly fictionalised.
So some of them are based off the actual advert. Most of them... are me describing the room in hilarious ways. And you have to tell me whether they're real or not.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay.
Ever wanted to sleep in a kitchen? It'd be like a fun sleepover, wouldn't it? Well, now you can recapture the fleeting happiness of childhood campouts thanks to Joe, an industrious young renter in southwest London. What Joe is offering is a single bed with a leopard print dog blanket nestled neatly in the corner of his kitchen for £400 a month. Couples not okay.
True.
You think this one, the single bed inside a kitchen for £400 a month, couples not okay, is true.
Yes.
Final answer.
Yes.
It's true!
Oh my god. Yay! I didn't want it to be true.
Imagine trying to go to sleep and someone's like, I'm sorry, I came home late. I gotta make some pasta. And
yeah,
like,
sorry about that.
Joe.
Yeah.
So that one is true. Congratulations.
Oh god.
Better than pigs or sex.
Nothing is better than pigs
That's
or sex.
True. That's what he said. And by he, I mean the Prime Minister.
Oh, burn.
Have you ever wanted to have a secret lair behind a bookshelf? The kind where you have to tickle War and Peace before it creaks open to reveal a rumpus room behind. Or perhaps you prefer the spinning fireplace type of hidden entrance. Then you're in luck. Enterprising Hackney landlord Paul has one, and he's more than willing to let you squat in the 2 metre square space behind his wardrobe at the generous price of £350 a month. What a bargain to essentially live as a supervillain.
False.
Why do you think it's false?
Because I'm confused by it. Like, are you living...
He's got a wardrobe that's a secret entrance to a 2 metre square space where there is a bed. And basically he slides it back and then you go to bed.
No, that's got to be false.
That is false.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay.
You almost had me there though when you were like, oh, well he has this. And I was like, oh, I see what you did.
You know when you've cooked something super delicious, but you're all covered in tomato sauce? Isn't that the worst?
Yeah.
You're all sticky and messy, and no one could ever love a mess like you.
Unless you do the sexy, slinky spaghetti.
You just fall on the floor.
Fall on
the
floor.
And then it's sexy for some reason. Worry no more, Holly. You can have a shower in your kitchen. Yes, you heard me right. The warm trickle of cleanliness that used to be resigned to the bathroom is now in a much more convenient space. Bonus, goes straight from naked cooking to sexy cleanup. Hot dang!
Okay, I think that's going to be true.
Why do you think it's true?
I don't know. I can just imagine someone sticking a shower in a kitchen.
It's true!
Oh my god.
It's like right next to the oven.
This is so depressing.
It is pretty depressing.
But also makes me glad of the flat I have.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, you do have a toilet in your bedroom.
I asked for that.
Yeah. I did actually see a property with a bath next to the bed. Like,
what?
A bath. And I'm pretty sure it was carpeted.
In the same room?
Yeah.
What? What? I don't...
Almost like a cot is next to a bed when you have a baby, but instead it's a bath.
Well, maybe you have a little mermaid and you want to keep her nice and
maybe that's
warm.
How it started.
Yeah.
She wasn't there anymore.
Oh, that's weird. That's shit.
Here's the next one. This property is genuinely quite nice. Desirably located in Hoxton, this basement flat features excellent facilities, stylish decor, and a range of expensive furnishings included. Armchairs, soft beds, ensuite, anal swing, and fully equipped kitchen. Please call Miss M. Caramel to book viewings.
Oh, Madam Caramel!
Is it real,
and
though?
Her anal swing.
Is it real?
Oh, I wish it was. I so wish it was, because otherwise I would rent it and I'd make it.
You would rent it?
I would make it our, like, little, like, I could be our little, what's it called? Office space.
Yeah.
With the anal swing.
Yeah. Why not? I mean,
it's not real.
You could probably make that really hipster.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. You could be like, it's ironic what we're actually saying about how podcasting anally has sex with society's culture.
I mean, that's totally like the in thing is weird things in your office. Like, my new office has fake grass in it. And it's in Shoreditch.
Oh, wow.
And it's so hipster. Anyway, I really like it. Here's the next one. Oh, yeah, that one was false, obviously.
Okay.
Here's the next one. Everyone likes tree houses. I like them. You like them. I would totally take this house if I wasn't allergic to acorns. Yes, this house is a tree house, complete with all the things you might expect. Branches, leaves, total privacy. You don't have a bathroom, but you live in a tree house. Tree house! Is it real?
I wish it was. It's not.
It's not real, I'm sorry.
I mean, I always wanted a treehouse as a kid.
Yeah.
Never could, really.
Would you rent one?
Yeah, if it was like a proper treehouse, that'd be sweet.
Got no bathroom, Holly.
Yeah, but you just shit out a tree.
Yeah.
Live like a squirrel, that'd be awesome.
So that one was not real.
No, not real, that's a shame.
But you know what's great? Dogs. Dogs are lovely.
They are. They're
fluffy fur, no floppy ears, and no licky tongues. Oh, dogs. In this house, we love dogs. But do you want to know what we love more than dogs?
Anal swings.
Pigs.
Okay.
Pigs are better than dogs. Not only are they much bigger, which is obviously better, they also taste great if they ever happen to die. Anyway, we have a pig in the living room. £200 a month.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah?
It is. Real. Oh my God. Wait, so where are you living with the pig?
There's just a picture of the living room and there's a pig in it.
That's amazing.
Yep.
That's a selling point.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. There are things we'd all like to change about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We all want to improve, to be better people than before. With that in mind, we'd like to offer you this fantastic opportunity to be a better person. A lovely flat in West Kensington for just £520 a month. Because wouldn't it be nice if you never needed a toilet?
Oh, God. I used to live in West Kensington.
Did you have a toilet?
I did.
Oh.
And also, I used to, because when I came down, it was the first flat I had after living in halls.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone thinks, because they hear the word Kensington, and they're like, ooh, wow.
But it's West Kensington.
It's West Kensington, which
is
just off one of the most deprived roads in London.
All the houses are made of Weetabix.
Yeah.
And sadness.
Yeah, and when you cry, your house turns to mush.
Yeah, it's real rubbish.
Yeah.
So is that one true?
I think it's true.
It's true.
I saw some ridiculous flats in that place. I
can't believe that someone, like, it's literally not legal to have no toilet in a house. What are you supposed to do? Like, do you go look around the house and be like, well, everything else is really nice, so I guess it's okay?
I mean, I have a bucket.
Yeah.
So, she's a bucket.
Victorian times.
Yeah.
That one is true. Yeah.
That is
super
what?
Rubbish.
I don't understand.
The next one.
Okay.
Free. Oh, wait, this one's in a voice.
Oh, God.
Free room share for female central London.
Oh, no.
One bed flat. Room share available for intelligent, sensible, reliable, honest, and trustworthy lady.
Oh, God.
Like, three of those words mean the same
thing. Yeah.
In central London flat with kind, considerate, gentle, and caring professional 27-year-old male. Would suit a student, but any appropriate lady in need of accommodation should apply.
Oh, so that's, my skin is crawling.
No rent would be expected, but occasional personal services.
Oh, no.
Always mutually agreed for mutual pleasure would be required in lieu of rent. I am being honest about this so that applicants are fully aware. Call me.
Oh, man, that's horrible. Oh, fuck. I'm going to say that. I'm just going to say it's false because I want it to be.
That's true.
That's true! Oh, where did you find it?
He's 27. He doesn't need to be resorting to, like...
Well, you haven't seen him or spoken to him.
True.
He could be... He sounds creepy as fuck, let's be honest.
He's kind, considerate, gentle, and caring. And he's got a job. What do you want, Holly? He's so fucking
picky.
Wait,
so you sleep in his room with him?
Well... All it says is personal services for mutual pleasure.
Oh, maybe he means, like, playing chess together.
He says, I'm being honest about this, but he's not. He's like, oh,
he's not saying what it is.
I mean, we all know what it is, but, like, it could mean something worse.
Yeah, or it could just mean, like, oh, every now and again we have a chat about the weather, and it's nice.
It's quite sad.
Where did you find it?
Oh, just on the internet.
Oh, God. You are going to end up on some list.
Yeah. It was only a screenshot.
Okay.
Hello, potential housemate!
Oh, God.
I am a bit eccentric, so I hope you will understand why I have converted this room into an Egyptian tomb! I love Egypt. Come and live in my tomb. I promise I will not embalm you.
True.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean,
I want to live with that person. They sound insane.
Yeah.
How much money do they have to turn a room into an Egyptian tomb?
I think it was like £10,000 he spent.
What?
It was mostly paint.
And he's renting it out.
Yeah.
Okay, I kind of want to live there.
Yeah. There was also one that was decorated like a spaceship. There was one that was like the Star Trek thing.
In the same place?
No. Oh. No, that's not how it works.
Oh, I got really excited there.
Okay, you ready for the last one?
Okay.
Hey, hey, hey! We are a totally fun and amazing house! We call ourselves the Fun Guys because we're super fun. And because we're the Fun Guys, our communal areas are all mushroom themed! It sounds so silly, but we promise you it's so fun. The rent is pretty high, but we think it's totally worth it for how much fun you're gonna have! We spend every night playing board games and charades in the living room. It's like every day is your birthday! Please email us telling us a bit about yourself and your top 10 reasons why you want to live with us, because it's going to be super competitive. Okay, bye.
That's false, because I can see your exact thought process when you were writing it.
My exact thought process? What was it? What would it have been?
It would be, say, oh, we're a bunch of fun guys, and I'm going, fun guys. That's not a mushroom joke. It's the mushroom room.
How do you know the fun guys didn't think that?
Because how many rooms do they have that they can theme after mushrooms?
The living room, the kitchen.
That's two rooms. You don't need to theme that.
There were pictures and there were mushrooms everywhere.
Okay, okay. Is it true or false?
It's false.
Okay, yeah, there we go.
You got me. You got me.
Oh, God.
Anyway, so I'm just going to get rid of that because it's going to look really weird.
Jesus Christ. And also, it's interesting and depressing and at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really sorry. There were a lot of really terrible properties.
Yeah, I bet.
And some of them were just like, too specific. Like, I'm pretty sleepy and I couldn't come up with anything that specific today, so I was just like, nah.
Yeah.
Nah, let's just make up some rubbish ones.
When you say specific, do you mean like the house is exactly an L-shaped 100 square foot?
Like, you know the one with the, it's a shed in the living room. Have you heard of this one?
No.
Okay, so basically there's this communal space in this flat share where people already live.
Okay.
And the landlord must have asked them, like, okay, I'm going to turn this living room into another bedroom. And they went, no, we want our communal space. And
yeah. He goes,
okay, but I want to make more money out of this.
Oh, my God.
So we're going to have to come up with a compromise. And then he went, I'll put a shed in the living room.
What?
And the housemates, rather than going, look, dude, if you're that insistent on having someone else live here, just turn the living room into a bedroom. They were like, yeah, no, that's fine.
They probably thought he wouldn't go through with it.
And then he put a shed in the living room, and it looks quite cozy, actually. Like, part of me thinks, yeah, I'd probably enjoy that. And then part of me thinks, yeah, if I was camping for, like, a week, maybe.
That can't be legal. That just can't be legal.
No, I'm pretty sure it's not. Because basically what you're saying is, like, I'm gonna get money out of you. I'm gonna charge you for a full room, but you don't get the full room.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm looking at around my flat now, I'm thinking, how many people could I fit in here?
Oh, easily like four. Like, a lot of places you find on these really terrible rent websites are like, oh, room share, and you're like, no!
Yeah.
No, 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 no. Okay, room with shed.
Oh, no.
Oh, god damn it.
They look fancy.
Bedroom with shed.
What? This is just going to get up people's...
Okay, I think...
London housing.
The thing is, I want to, ow! The thing. It was on Vice, the funny bit. Because Vice have a thing called,
Oh, yes, I saw one...
Rental property.
I saw one today, and it was a bed in a cupboard under the stairs, like Harry Potter.
And that's what made me want to do something on the thing. I don't think it's this one. It's not this one. I looked at a lot of these and they were very entertaining and I was like, oh god, why can't I write like this? Damn it. Why can't I find, I'm searching for shed bed.
A shed in someone's front room.
Bed inside shed front room.
You've written, oh no, bed. I thought it said Ted. I was like, okay, where?
Why can't I find
it? It says a shed in someone's front room.
This one?
No, right at the top.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was there before.
I found it. Shut up. So, to describe it, the room is, you know, it's of a decent size. You could definitely fit a double bed in there and still have quite a lot of room.
Oh, yeah.
For bookcases, maybe a desk as well. But now imagine a small garden shed, the kind you could probably only fit tools and a lawnmower in.
Yeah.
And imagine that someone's put a bed inside it.
Oh my god.
And it's in Bethnal Green.
Oh god.
And imagine living in London and living in a shed, in a room in London. Because the thing, what they're saying with the shed is this room is not yours.
Yeah.
This is not your room.
This tiny space is kind of yours, but we will be around it at all times.
Yeah, if we want it, you just get back in the shed, okay? Yeah. That is your job.
Oh, my God.
You don't get to join in with us. Get in the shed. And there's another picture of the shed. It's the same picture of the shed.
Oh, God, it's terrible. Oh.
And someone went to see the room with the shed in.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I had quite a hard time getting my head around it, to be honest. I didn't ask what the story behind it was, but he seemed to think it was pretty normal. And then Spare Room, the people who put the advert of the shed bed up, said, we're no strangers to quirky ads, but this one puts a whole new spin on the phrase beds in sheds.
What is that phrase?
That's not a phrase.
I don't think that's a phrase.
There's no clear reason given for putting a bed inside a shed inside a bedroom, but it could be because the other housemates use the room as communal space.
Oh my god.
This is the thing I can't get my head around, that these housemates are so insistent on having a public communal space thing.
Yeah.
They will make someone sleep in a shed!
Well, my first flat, and I know a lot of my friends did, we didn't have any communal space. Like, we had 3 bedrooms and a kitchen and a bathroom and that was it. We ate all our meals on our beds.
But you wouldn't make someone sleep in a shed even if you didn't have a living room. What's wrong with people? What the hell? Anyway, that's what happens when it's like 1 in the morning. I just ramble about sheds.
Yeah.
Oh, should we do questions?
Yes, let's do questions. This might be a slightly shorter one.
Because I'm in Greece and it's
in it's Greece really hard and to Kate's having too much fun.
Too much fun in Greece.
And Holly might collapse any second.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
We have some questions.
Yes.
We've just got some new questions in the meantime. We have Christos saying, are there any gaming podcasts solely comprised of women? If not, can there be? Right here.
Hello.
Right here, Christos.
Hello. We always talk about games. We are constantly going, games, games, games.
We haven't talked about games this episode, have we? You know what's great? It's Call of Duty.
Oh, I love it. It's so good.
Christos does say, how did I forget? They're going to be mad at me. And then Ben Borthwick suggests that maybe we'll make up a delightfully silly rumour. I heard Christos got his face pierced.
What?
Not like a nose piercing, not like a lip piercing. Mm-hmm. Like someone stuck a hole in his neck all the way through to his forehead, and it's just this big, long bolt of piercing. It looks really cool.
I heard that he likes to break into people's houses and eat their houseplants. But there we go.
I heard that he lives in a shed inside a bedroom inside a house.
Say
and
what?
He likes it, apparently. It's cozy.
Yeah, fair enough.
He's installed
each to
a
their own
desk inside his shed. It's all good. There's still many gardening tools inside the shed, but that just makes it even more cozy. So anyway, on to the real questions. Andrew Buist says, what's your favourite part of the autumn-winter season? Mine is the long nights and, oh my god, all the duvets. Mine is my birthday, which is in 28 days!
Yay!
But not now, because it's Greece time.
Yay!
I like autumn, it's my favourite season.
Same, autumn's my favourite season as well. Yeah. I like the knitwear and the clothes and the boots. I love
colours,
boots!
Though,
so much
it's
boots.
All like burgundy and brown that you get to wear. And,
yes!
And cream and gold.
The best colours.
And all the leaves and all the hot chocolates.
Yes, autumn is my favourite season.
It's the best season.
So
I wish it could be autumn every day.
Well, it's not where you are. Because you're in Greece.
I'm in Greece where it's never autumn.
It's always summer. 3,000 hours of sun a year, as we said earlier.
I hope I'm enjoying the sun right now, but I don't know yet. I'll tell you.
This is getting very meta and strange.
Yeah. Dan Pierce says, if you could only interact with one game, one type of cake, and one type of animal for the rest of your lives, what ones? Well, dog.
Yeah, dog.
Obvi. Because there's so many breeds that actually makes it many types of animals.
And also, the rest, a lot of animals don't actually interact with you. Dogs do.
Yeah, they're all fluffy and such.
Yes.
One type of cake, though. Lemon drizzle? Chocolate?
I'd go for chocolate.
I'd probably go for lemon drizzle. I like it a bit tart.
Ooh.
Like a tart.
A tart, dude. You like cake. A tart.
But one game. One game.
One
you
game.
Get to play. It would be like Animal Crossing, because it's the one you can keep going back to.
It would be Animal Crossing, or it would be something like Sims. Fallout, or a Elder Scrolls game, just because I can spend like 1,000 hours on it.
I think I'm picking The Sims, as long as that means that I get all of the games, 1 through 4, and the expansion packs.
Oh, that's quite a good one, yeah. Although Sims 2 is obviously the best.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I love that game.
I know. I got all of them, deluxe thing with all of them, for free. They did a deal for a while.
I downloaded it on Origin. And I can't find it. What? And I'm really sad.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to lie. I've played it so much since I got it.
I don't use Origin enough.
Yeah.
Daniel White says, can you make a recipe book of all the delicious foods you discuss, please? Well, mostly biscuits.
Hey, noodle Krugel.
The recipe for that is get some pasta, put a cheese on it, eat it. There you go.
That's hard. Not accurate.
I don't think we're going to be making a recipe book because that sounds hard.
Yeah, and also we get our recipes from other books, so it would just be plagiarism.
Yeah, just knock them up.
Yeah.
That's what we
do. Do your work.
Twin Humanity says, if animals were made of biscuit, would you live in harmony or hunt their delicious crunchy hides into donkey extinction? I like that, donkey extinction.
Donkey extinction.
Donkey. Donkey's a great word.
It depends on the animals. I don't like cows, so I'd hunt cows.
Yeah. I mean, have you tried Cadbury's animal biscuits?
Yes.
Because they are delicious.
And very Moorish, so you would wipe out whole species.
I mean, if animals were animal biscuits, I wouldn't even think twice. I mean, I already eat animals, so it wouldn't be that big a deal.
Yeah. And also, do you think, like, do they make the sound of an animal dying when you eat them? Like, have you heard the sound of a rabbit dying?
No.
It's horrific. So imagine if you, like, bite your little, like, little nice little, I don't know, shortbread rabbit, and it just goes, like, how do you deal with that? Exactly.
Okay,
difficult.
Well, biscuits can't talk.
Okay. So it's okay. That's the logic.
Ben Teds asks, who is your favourite Muppet? Hint, the answer is Swedish Chef.
The Swedish Chef. My brother was terrified of the Swedish Chef as a child. Because his spaghetti ate him. Terrified him.
I have a story that I'm not supposed to tell. So I'm going to keep the details ambiguous.
Oh,
because
God, what?
It's not my story.
Okay.
Someone else's that they told me the other day.
Okay, okay.
They said, this mystery person, that they once did the nasty with a Swedish lady, and her noises of pleasure, you can see where this is going, sounded like the Swedish Chef. And this person who was doing the nasty could not continue because it was just too funny.
So what, she's going, heard.
She was going like, her feared.
Oh my God.
Sexy Swedish Chef. Wow. I do like the Swedish Chef, but I prefer the singing vegetables in the Muppet Christmas Carol.
They are good. I also like the chickens.
I enjoy the chickens.
I like the chickens, and I like, is it Pepe, the prawn?
Oh, yeah.
And I like Rizzo, and
okay,
I like Beaker.
Too many.
And, what?
No, stop it.
It's
you're
bullshit.
Fired. You are disqualified from this game.
Aww.
Ben Cameron wants to talk about how lovely the Amiibo cards are. I'm bothered.
Oh, I think they're, I mean, I probably,
they're nice.
They are nice. I mean, if they were in, like, ready available, just, like, in a shop, like Debate Smith, I'll probably be like, okay, I'll get one. But I don't think I'm going to go out of my way to get them, because I've got a pack for when I reviewed it, and they are, they're really nice quality, and they're kind of, they look nice, and they're kind of, you can use them in Mario Maker, which is really cool.
What do they do in Mario Maker?
They give you different skins, so you can play as Digby.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So that is cool, I like that.
That's nice.
But yeah, no, I think that's...
They're okay.
It's odd having the Amiibo cards, and then the Amiibos coming out soon.
The thing is, the only characters I care about are the ones who are having the amiibos. Although I don't think Digby is getting one.
No, I think Digby is.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh my god, maybe I'll buy him.
Yeah.
So they're just cards. Like, they're okay, but they don't feel that valuable, I don't think.
I don't know. I think they're pretty good quality.
Yeah, but what are you going to do with them?
What's the same with, I don't know, yeah, I guess...
With amiibos, you can display them.
Yeah, you could display the cards, put them in a nice book, and browse it every now and again.
Yeah. I mean, they're nicely made, because obviously they would be, but I'm just not that fussed by them.
Yeah, no, I can understand that.
We have a question from Chris Scullion. He says, Picross or Sudoku? Hint, the answer is Picross. Look, I'm just going to say, if you can ask us a question, don't tell us the answer! But that is the answer.
I haven't played Picross, and I...
Oh, my God.
And I don't do Sudoku.
You're the worst.
Yep.
I like Picross. I used to play a lot of logic puzzles when I was little.
What is Picross?
It's like a sort of maths-ish logic thing.
Okay.
It's good. I'm not describing it very well. Okay. There's several DS games that I shall lend you.
Okay.
It's very good.
Cool.
Joseph Nielsen asks, who of the two of you would make the better bee farmer?
Bee?
Beet?
It would be Kate, because I'm scared of them.
What? I'm not scared of bees? Actually, I really like bees.
Well, bees are alright, but I still kind of freak out.
I like bees.
I've never been stung.
Okay.
So I've never got that kind of thing out the way, and it scares me.
Oh.
Yeah.
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 Purple Chair says, have you found that the nature of your friendships changes as you grow older? Also, what is the best type of dog? Now, that's a very serious question.
Yeah.
But yes, I tend to stop being friends with people once I don't see them every day. Not on purpose, I'm just super
lazy. Well, you don't see me every day.
Well, yeah, but I see your work stuff and I have to talk to you.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's... Like, I found, obviously, moving away from Newcastle and stuff, and you probably found moving away from home.
Yeah.
Like... But the people I am really close with, you know, I cannot speak to them for months, and as soon as I see them, you just slip straight back into, like, you know, where you left off.
Yeah.
If you're really close to someone, you do just fall back into that, and it's quite nice, you know.
Yeah.
It means there's not pressure that you constantly have to talk to each other to maintain something and stuff, but yeah, no.
I'm just not very good at it. I always convince myself that no one ever liked me to begin with.
Oh!
I like, look back at my school days and I'm like, no, I don't think anyone liked me, so I'm just not going to try.
Oh, that's so sad.
If I actually talked to them again, it'd probably be fine, but I'd be really awkward, so...
Oh,
that was really depressing. Oh. That's what happens when we record late.
Does he mean, like, your friendship? Nature of your friend... Oh, no, our friendship. I thought you meant our friendship, and I was like, we've only known each other for, like... Year and a bit.
Yeah.
But we bonded.
Yeah, bonding.
Yay.
Also, I just want to point out, I don't know what that picture is on the screen.
I don't know. I was looking at it. It looks like a bit of a squashed onion.
Or a jellyfish.
Or a dumpling.
Or a paperweight.
Yeah.
It's kind of got, like, veins.
Ugh.
I don't like it.
Yeah, we need to turn off Chromecast when we record this. It's very distracting.
By all the Renaissance paintings. Okay, the next question is from Luke Summerhays, and he says, if the animals you've decorated homes for in Happy Home Designer were cakes, which cakes would they be, and which one would you eat for life?
I would eat Isabel, because I think she'd be a fond and fancy.
She would be.
Yeah.
I think Digby would be like a little chocolate tart.
Yes, he would.
And I would nibble.
Oh, you're so cute.
Nibble at a tart. And for life, I'd probably not one of the others, because I don't really know them very well.
Yeah.
So that's my answer. Phil Walters has two questions.
Okay.
First one, what's the largest animal you've ever touched?
Elephant.
I don't know if I've ever touched anything that was big. Holly!
I'm going to leave that there.
I feel like I might have poked a giraffe once, so we'll go with
that. So you've only poked something big? You haven't actually kind of properly touched it?
I don't know.
You've never, you know, kind of grabbed with both hands something big?
Let's move on. Phil Walters also wants to know, what's the best place in a home to put a GMA award? Well...
I wouldn't fucking know.
Steve puts his in the toilet. Not literally in the toilet, but on a shelf in the toilet. Though he has moved house now, so I don't know if it's still in the toilet.
I don't have really have any shelves in my toilet. So I don't fucking know.
Where would you put it? Where would you put it? You've got lots of shelf space.
I've got, but well, I'm running out of shelf space.
You'd have to move things.
Yeah, I'd probably stick it right on the top because then you don't have to worry about it.
They're so pink as well. I mean, yeah. I don't know if they'll change this color scheme this year, but they're so pink.
I mean, I'd probably stick it at the top because then I don't have to move around any of my actual stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. Where would you put it? Well, you're moving house. I'm moving house, so...
I don't know. Put it under my pillow.
And oh, God, that would be a horrible thing to have in the pillow. And then the GMA fairy will come along and replace it with a shiny bean.
A shiny bean?
Yes.
Is that what your tooth fairy did? You just get beans?
Yeah, isn't that what everyone got?
Yes. Harry Pamela.
Pamela
wants to know, do you have a favourite Batman villain? Also, will there ever be a part two to Holly's Toku High School fanfic? Love the show.
Oh, thanks, Harry.
If you love the show, you should rate and review us. What?
Who said that?
Will there ever be a part two?
Well, since someone's asked, we'll just have to see what I have in store.
You're terrible.
I've actually got a genuinely good idea.
Okay.
But it will take some time to do, so hold your breath, people.
I mean, I'm in Greece for a week, so there's some time for you. And do you have a favourite Batman villain? I like the Joker.
Joker's good. I like Penguin.
You like Penguin?
I like Penguin.
I like...
Because penguins are my favourite animal, and I like the idea of living with them.
He's not a real penguin, though.
He's
just a really gross man.
No, I'm thinking more of the Tim Burton style, where he actually lived in the sewers and was raised by penguins.
Yeah, okay.
I just don't understand. One of the things that always confused me about him, especially in that one, where it's like, okay, the Joker's got, like, he's all really clever and he has all these henchmen and stuff like that. And you've got, like, Poison Ivy, who can control plants and, ooh, and Catwoman's really, like, flexible and, like, ooh, kick your ass. Penguin just has, he just straps some bombs to penguins.
Yeah.
That's like, and you'd notice a penguin straight away. You go, look, there's a penguin with a little rucksack on. What's the rucksack? Oh, it's a bomb. Oh, no.
Oh, penguin.
Yeah.
I quite like the Riddler because he's like...
He's so shit.
You've got people with actual gross mutant powers.
Yeah.
And super smarts and money and sometimes freeze rays. And then you've got the Riddler who's like, oh, Batman, I'm going to ask you a question, but it's a really hard question.
Riddle me this, Batman.
And, like, he's Jim Carrey, and in the actual Batman games.
Yeah. He's just, like, annoying.
I think the really good plot line is supposed to be tied to the Riddler challenges.
Yeah.
But the Riddler challenges are like, Batman, do a race in the sewer!
You know, that really famous riddle of going fast!
Yeah, I've set up this really boring race course in my free time, instead of doing villain things, and you've got to do it. I'm so evil, and that's the Riddler, and I kind of like that.
Yeah, I have time for that. Yeah. He's dedicated. I respect that.
Just messed up. Our last question is from Tomb O'Skager, which is it's a Halloween name.
Oh, okay. I thought that was his, and I was like,
that's not his real name.
Okay.
He says, "Hi, I don't want to be all. Are these still being put on SoundCloud? But." Are these still being put on SoundCloud?
I replied to him.
Oh, did you?
I did. And basically, okay, right.
Okay.
Basically, settle in, people. Right. Okay?
Okay.
You listening?
Yes.
You got your ears ready?
Yeah.
You can listen?
Mm-hmm.
We have tech difficulties, basically.
Yay!
I have to do this very complicated and convoluted thing and then try and convince SoundCloud to let us host the new RSS feed. But yeah, so I'm gonna try and do that and try and see if I can sort that out. But yes, but eventually, hopefully, soon.
That's your sort of answer.
That's my sort of answer. Hopefully soon. You know, if not, if you don't have access to iTunes and stuff, and iTunes seems to break people.
Yeah.
Acast is a good one to listen to us on. It's free, just download it, we're there. Hello. It works really well, and I'll try and get us back on SoundCloud as soon as I can, but there's a whole load of tech stuff that's all annoying.
Tech stuff!
Yeah.
So that's all of our answers for today. We've actually managed to make it nearly up to an hour, and
Shit.
You said this was going to be shorter. So now we're going to go to bed.
Oh, God,
because
yes.
Because it's early in the morning, And I'm in Greece.
Yeah. Holly. And
I've got olives to eat.
Shit, I'm jealous. Bring me back all the feta, please.
I don't think that's one of the things you can take.
What? That's bullshit.
Yeah, because it's like, you gotta put it in a fridge.
Ugh. Yeah. Well, anyway, while Kate figures out how to bring me back feta, you should follow us on Twitter, Toku_podcast, on Instagram, Tumblr, Facebook, Toku Podcast, and I'm at Nielsen_Holly.
I'm at How Not to Draw.
And yeah, and we will... remember to rate and review us.
Mm-hmm.
And tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones about us.
Yeah.
If you really love them, tell them.
Tell strangers.
Tell everyone.
Tell us if you want.
Do it.
We don't care.
Yeah, tell us. You know, okay.
Practice.
Shall we say bye now?
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.